Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to talk about the Clive Churchill medalist today. I'm going to go through all of your predictions a little bit later today, give my live reaction, but I just want to lift the lid on one in particular that I think is going to be very, very interesting. Now, I know that we all think, I know there's a lot of listeners and commenters on social media out there that think that Nathan Cleary is the golden child or whatever the hell you want to call him, and he gets handed awards and whatever. He's a $3 favourite for this Clive Churchill medal. Very, very short. You don't get guys much shorter than $3 in grand finals, in a grand final that I genuinely believe either team can win. Now, obviously, Nathan won the Clive Churchill last year, which was a huge honour. His kicking game was incredible in that game, and, you know, at 23 years of age at that point, with a Clive Churchill medal and a premiership already next to his name as a halfback, very, very impressive, especially after losing the grand final the year before. So to come back this year, make it all the way to the grand final, pretty impressive stuff there, especially when you look at his performances in his two finals games this year. I thought that his game against Parramatta, I heard Matty Johns during the week say that that was the performance of the season from Nathan Cleary. It was very good the other night as well, scoring the last try and whatnot. Kicking game was good. And once they got on the front foot, he was in full control. So if he does manage to win the Clive Churchill on Sunday, which he's got to win the game first, then he's got to win the Clive. So there's a lot to go ahead of him, obviously. And I mean, you don't even have to win the game. There's been a lot of guys that have obviously won it in losing sides. But you would have to assume in this game that you're probably going to have to win it to take home the Clive. I personally think both the halfbacks are very good things. I think if Parramatta win, Mitch Moses, I think he'd be a really good shot. I'd have your Guthos around there and stuff as well. But I think the two halfbacks are very good shots to win this one, as they should be. I was just doing a count through, you know, the last, I think it's 38 years or something of Clive Churchill medalist, something along those lines, maybe a little bit more for 40-odd years, and I think there's been 11 different halfbacks that have won it. So just around about the 25 to 30% mark of recipients of this award are halfbacks, yeah, and if you expanded it even more to ball players, it'd just be massive because so many 5'8s have won it, obviously. So halfbacks, they are in the prime seat to win it, as Nathan Cleary was last year. If he does manage to win it this year, he joins a pretty exclusive club, which is quite unbelievable to think about. Now, there's been a heap of guys that have... There's been five guys that have won two Clive Churchill medals or two equivalent of Clive Churchill medals. You got to remember, they only started handing out this award in 1986. So guys before that, obviously, there was an equivalent. It just wasn't called the Clive Churchill. And it is named the Clive Churchill medal because in 1954, the winner of that was the immortal Clive Churchill from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. That was when they first started to have compulsory grand finals there. So that's what it's named after, obviously the great Clive Churchill. And before that, there was a lot of guys that obviously won a heap as well, but guys that have won two Clive Churchills. So if he does manage to win Clive Churchill on Sunday, he will go into this club. He'll join names like the great Graham Eadie at the Manly Seagulls. He won it in 1976 and 1978. So over 3 years, he won it twice. Pretty bloody impressive, that is. Bradley Clyde did the same thing, the Canberra Raiders. Raiders, 1989 and 1991. It should be noted, 1991, he actually won it on a losing side. So Bradley Clyde won too. The other one is Billy Slater.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Who won it, I think, 9 years apart, which is incredible. 8 years apart, sorry. Billy Slater from the Melbourne Storm won it in 2009 in that game against the Parramatta Eels. And then in 2017 for the Melbourne Storm over the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, the next two I'm going to talk to you about. The first one is Brett Kenny. Now, he won it in 1982 and 1983. So he won it in back-to-back years. That was before it was called the Clive Churchill Medal. You got to remember at that point, too, Kenny was 21 and 22 years old. So pretty insane for him to achieve that. 1982, 1983, he only made his debut in 1980, so unbelievable for Brett Kenny there, what he did. And then, of course, Norm Provan. Now, I just mentioned that Brett Kenny, he won two in a row. Norm Provan's won two in a row in 1957 and 1958, and then 5 years later, he returned and won it again in 1963. Now, obviously, Norm Provan, he was one of the main guys in the Dragons' 11 premierships in a row. He is now an immortal of our game as well. So the only two guys to ever win back-to-back Clive Churchill medals, Norm Provan in 1957 and 1958, and then Brett Kenny in 1982 and 1983. So we talk about this long drought that the Parramatta Eels have had without winning a premiership in 1986. It's been even longer since a guy has gone back-to-back. And the most recent to win two was, of course, Billy Slater, 2009 and 2017. So Nathan Cleary, I mean, I think that at some point throughout his career, he will join this group of having at least two. I think at some point throughout his career, he does win another Clive Churchill, being the halfback of the team that I think is going to dominate the next few years. But geez, Sunday is a rare opportunity to put him himself into a class of players that would be unbelievable. Obviously, Norm Provan, he's already an immortal in our game. And I've said to you guys on a number of occasions, I think Brett Kenny has been incredibly unlucky not to feature in the Immortals class there. So if Nathan Cleary does jump into that group, pretty special stuff for a guy at his age. He, of course, has played in the last two grand finals, man of the match last year. If he can win it on Sunday, and there's a lot standing in his way, no doubt about it. He's got a great Parramatta Eels side standing in his way. And then outside of that, he's also got your Isaiah Yeos, your Fisher Harris, your Dylan Edwards, your Jerome Luai, your Api Kurosawa, a heap of extremely talented guys that could win it over him. There is no doubt about that. But I do think that if it's close, I think Nathan Cleary's kicking game will be incredibly important. I think if they blow them out, he'll be the guy that puts points on the board. So it will be interesting. Interesting to see how it plays out, but he is the $3 favourite for a reason. He is the halfback in the favourite side, so no doubt that he should be the favourite there. So if he does do it, he'll be entering a pretty special class there, Nathan Cleary. Pretty incredible stuff. We're actually going to have a podcast a little bit later today where we take you back to last year. After he won his first Clive Churchill medal, we sat down with Nate and we had a chat about what changed from the 2020 Grand Final to the 2021 Grand Final, the week leading up to it and everything. I think it's a spot where the Penrith Panthers can gain a big advantage this week, using their grand final experience. You look over the other side of the fence, there's only a couple of guys that have featured in a grand final for the Parramatta Eels. I think it's only Ryan Madison. He played in the 2019 grand final, I think it was, or the 2018 grand final, I think it was, actually, for the Sydney Roosters. And then, of course, Bailey Simonson, who featured in the 2019 grand final for the Canberra Raiders, coming off the bench. So stay tuned for that podcast a little bit later today. Just a little clip from our interview with Nathan Cleary almost a year ago after he won the 2021 Premiership and the Clive Churchill. He's managed to get his team back there again, and if he does win it, the trophy one and the Clive Churchill's two, he'll put himself in a pretty elite class, which is unbelievable for a guy that is his age.
Mom. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.